Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon. Welcome in to Send It In here on the BetQL Network. I'm Kate Constable filling in once again for PJ as he is out the rest of this week. I will be with you. We're going to continue our season previews both in college and the NFL. College right now, we're going through the Big 12. Week zero is on the horizon, so we've got to finish off some of these final few schools that we have to preview in the Big 12. We've talked about Arizona and Arizona State today. It is the Colorado Buffaloes, Coach Prime. We're going to see what the season has in store for he, Shedeur Sanders, and the Buffs. We'll talk about them in college. Moving over to the NFL, we're going to continue on with the NFC South. We've talked about all of those teams except for the Atlanta Falcons so far. So we're going to preview Kirk Cousins and what's in store for the Falcons this year under new head coach Raheem Morris. That's coming up in Gridiron Glass. We'll also talk to Lucy Burge, model making money, get her thoughts on some of today's MLB games. Kate's potluck props or prop potluck, however you want to say it, is coming up later in the show. And then we are going to finish things up with our best bets. As always, we want to hear from you. Send us in your questions, your comments, your best bets, anything you have for me, and we will get those answered as the show goes on. Just put those in the chat. And we'll keep it rolling. If you missed anything on the show today, you can catch everything on the Send It In podcast. That's available wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go. Glass is in session. Kicking things off, talking about the Colorado Buffaloes. Last season, the hype was real surrounding the Buffs. Like, they were the team to talk about, at least throughout the first half of the season, and then things kind of went south. Finished last year 4-8 on the year, lost their final six games, but three of their last games came by a touchdown or less. So that record could possibly have looked a little bit better, also could have looked a little bit worse depending on, you know, the outcome of some of those. This year, Colorado doesn't really have a gimme game on the schedule, and there's a lot that we don't know quite yet about this Colorado team because Coach Prime dipped into the transfer portal once again, 40-plus transfers this season. So let's start things off by taking a look at the schedule and see where we can find some wins on the year. Starting things off week one. First of all, might as well mention that the win total this season is sitting at 5.5, juiced a little bit to the over. Week one, they host North Dakota State. Again, not necessarily a gimme game. Right now, Colorado's a 9-point favorite in that game, but North Dakota finished in the semifinals last year in the FCS. They're not a team that's going to roll over and let Colorado walk all over them. They're a very disciplined team. So I think Colorado wins this game. The line is suggesting that Colorado is going to win this game. But again, not necessarily a gimme. Week two, it gets tough. You go to Nebraska. Right now, Colorado's is 6.5-point underdog in that game. A lot of questions for Nebraska on offense, but defensively, they're very good and very disciplined. It's going to be tough for Colorado to be on the road, especially with this being a little bit of a revenge game for Nebraska. Colorado beat the Huskers by 12 in Boulder last season, so you know Nebraska is going to be ready and bringing it. Then over to Colorado State. Buffs are favored by a touchdown in that one, but another revenge game. Colorado State lost to Colorado in double overtime last year. That game was a whole lot closer than a lot of people thought it was going into that, especially those Colorado players, and I'm assuming Coach Prime. Week four, we get on to Baylor, some Big 12 matchups. How much more improved is Baylor this year? Not enough for me to count this as an automatic loss for Colorado, but not necessarily going to count this as an automatic win. I think this could be one of those 50-50 games. And for the majority, a lot of these games on Colorado's schedule this year are going to be 50-50 games. Week five, they go to UCF. This is one that I think Colorado could win. Could be a toss-up game only because UCF is coming off of a bye week heading into this one. So they're going to be rested. They're going to have an extra week to scout Colorado and get their game plan in place heading into this week. But again, another one of those 50-50 games. Then Colorado hits a bye week before week seven when they host K-State. As of now, Colorado's almost a touchdown underdog in that game. That line likely to change depending on how those first 5-6 weeks of the season go for both squads. K-State's definitely beatable, but they're also a fairly strong opponent in the conference this year. The fact that this game is being played in Boulder certainly helps, though. You go on the road to Arizona. I think that's a loss. I'm very high on Arizona this year. I think they're a team that could win the Big 12. Week nine, you play Cincinnati. You host Cincinnati. That's the one game on the schedule where I think that's a win. Let's just put that in the W column. I think they can beat Cincinnati. You have a bye before going on the road to Texas Tech. That gives you an extra week to prepare, extra week to get healthy. Maybe some of those bumps and bruises heal up, especially because depth was a huge issue for Colorado last year. Similar issue for them this year if they're not able to stay healthy because their starters are pretty talented. But once you have to dip into those reserves, it gets a little bit more dicey. So having that week to prepare before Texas Tech, I think that's going to be very helpful. Going to be a tough game to win. But again, one of those 50-50 games. You play Utah. Kept it close with Utah last season. Right now, Colorado's an 8-point dog in that game. I think that changes as we get closer. Another 50-50 game. Then you go on the road at Kansas. A lot of people are high on Kansas this year. They're going to be a good team, going to be improved, but they are beatable. Their defense isn't all that great, similar to Texas Tech. So I think that could also be a toss-up game. Week 14, you finish things off at home with Oklahoma State. Realistically, with this win total sitting at 5.5, I think getting to 6 wins is realistic, possibly 7 wins if you can stay healthy throughout the season and have some of those 50-50 games fall your way. So there, I don't think there's a huge edge or a ton of value in betting the over on Colorado's win total this year, but that's the way that I would lean if I was forced to bet on that win total. Some roster changes just to make note of. New offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, he's going to be calling plays full-time this season. Defensive coordinator Robert Livingston, he's coming over from the Bengals, spent the last 8 seasons as the secondary coach in Cincinnati. You return Shedeur Sanders, he should be a first-round pick. He's going to be kind of how this season hinges is going to depend on how well Shedeur Sanders plays this season. He's got a lot of weapons on the outside. Travis Hunter returns, arguably one of the best players in college football, to be honest. Lejonte Wester, Jimmy Horn, also receivers. Then you have running back Dallin Hayden. He was a big get in the transfer portal coming over from Ohio State, especially because the ground game last year for Colorado only reached 100 yards in 2 games. So that portion or that aspect of the offense needs to be improved. What this season really comes down to, though, is how good the offensive line is. That's going to be a key in reducing the number of sacks that Shedeur Sanders takes this year. He was sacked 56 times last year. That's the most of any quarterback in the country, really. So how quickly does this offensive line come together with a lot of new starters? You have a new left tackle. It's a highly touted freshman. He should be a difference maker. The defense also needs to improve. You allowed 5 yards a carry last year, allowed 453 yards per game. That's the fourth worst in the country. So depending on how good Colorado is at the line of scrimmage, that's going to be the difference maker in this season. If their offensive line can give Shedeur Sanders a little bit extra time in the pocket, a little bit extra time to throw, I think this offense could really be dangerous, and that could lead to a lot of wins in those 50-50 games that I talked about. So over 5.5 wins on the season for Colorado, I think that is doable. Shedeur Sanders, in terms of betting him to win the Heisman, he's 30-1. I think he's going to have a really good season. I think he's going to be a high draft pick, but there are a lot of other players higher up on the board that I would take for Heisman candidates over Shedeur Sanders. So I'm not going to touch anything there. All right, moving over to the NFL. The Atlanta Falcons, we got to finish up the NFC South here. Atlanta Falcons have a new quarterback this year, Kirk Cousins. They just paid him $100 million. He'll have Kyle Pitts to throw to, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, a lot of weapons this season for him. We'll get to finally see how good Kyle Pitts can look with a competent quarterback getting him the ball. Bijan Robinson should have a more prolific role in the backfield after Arthur Smith just, you know, decided not to use him a whole lot last year. That was mind-boggling. The defense should be a little bit better. Raheem Morris, a defensive-minded coach, he just brought over Matthew Judon from the Patriots. The schedule starts off tough for the Falcons. Week one at Pittsburgh. Week two, or versus Pittsburgh, you host the Steelers week one. Week two at Philadelphia. L3 versus Kansas City. That's a tough start to the schedule. I think they could go maybe 1-2 is probably most realistic, maybe 2-1. But after those first three games, things open up, and the Falcons are favored in 13 of the next 17, or of their 17 games this season. That's the softest schedule in the league. Four of their first 5 weeks are at home. Five of the first 7 weeks are at home. Week nine, that's going to be a tricky one against Dallas, but you do play the Cowboys at home, or in Atlanta, I should say. And then week 13, that's going to be a tough one against the Chargers, but the Falcons are coming off of a bye week to face the Chargers, and LA is going to be on a short week. After playing Monday Night Football, they're going to be facing the Ravens. So having to fly cross country after playing Baltimore on a short week, the Falcons get a huge rest spot advantage there, and potentially a letdown spot for the Chargers if they're able to beat Baltimore in that previous Monday Night Football game. In terms of betting the Falcons to win the NFC South, laying minus 150. I do think they win the NFC South, but laying minus 150 is not necessarily a bet I want to take on a team to win their division. I would prefer to take someone more plus money that I have a little bit similar confidence in, because really, like, this division is kind of wide open. I know we talked earlier in the week, I don't love the Saints. I think the Panthers are going to be a little bit more improved than last season, but that's not saying a whole lot. So this number, laying minus 150, you're just not getting a whole lot of value there. Not to win the NFC, I don't think that happens at 11-1, and certainly not to win the Super Bowl. To make the playoffs, yes, I think they do. But again, laying minus 185, not really something I'm interested in. Instead, I would look towards the awards market. I think Kirk Cousins could be a potential player, a potential candidate for comeback player of the year. He had a MVP caliber performance before getting injured last season for the Vikings. 18 touchdowns through his first eight games before going down. Playing the majority of these games this year indoors, only four outdoor games. So I think that lends itself to Kirk Cousins having a pretty good season. And he's got a lot of weapons to throw to. So I think if Atlanta's able to position themselves in a spot to potentially win this division down the road, I think Kirk Cousins is certainly going to be in the conversation for comeback player of the year coming off that Achilles injury. Another prop I like is Bijan Robinson over his rushing yards, 1,000 and the hook. He finished with 976 last year, four touchdowns. And again, I mentioned, like, Arthur Smith really did not use him a whole lot last year, or in spots where you thought maybe Arthur Smith should have used Bijan a little bit more. Talks coming out of training camp that Raheem Morris really likes him, wants to use him a ton, make him a focal point of that offense. So I think we see a whole lot more of Bijan Robinson this year. I would look at him to go over his rushing prop of 1,500. All right, time to turn our attention to model making money and bring in Lucy Burge. Lucy, it's good to talk to you again. What is our BetQL five-star play for today?
Yes, hello, Kate. Good to talk to you again as well. Five-star play for today. Braves money line against the Phillies. Very popular game today. Betting-wise, I have a few bets in this game, but the BetQL model has this five-star play on the money line. The Braves have won their last two games against the Phillies in this series, and they have the chance to sweep here. Max Fried on the mound for the Braves and Aaron Nola going for the Phillies. Nola does have an ERA of 3.45, and he gave up 7 hits in his last start. So the BetQL model loves Braves money line as a five-star play today.
Interesting, Lucy. A little bit later in the show, I'm going to give out some props on some Philly players. So I might be going against the model tonight, but what are your best bets for today?
Yes, I have some Phillies props as well, but I'll start with Marcell Ozuna to go over 1.5 total bases. He has done this in his last 4 games, 2 home runs and 9 hits in total in those last 4 games. Against Aaron Nola, he has 4 home runs and also 9 singles and a double. So I think he can go over 1.5 total bases tonight. And then some Phillies here, JT Realmuto over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He has hit this in his last 5 games with 6 hits, 5 RBI and 2 runs in those last 5. And against Max Fried, he is batting .381 with 16 hits, including 4 home runs. And Max Fried comes into this one with a 3.62 ERA. And he has allowed 12 earned runs over his last 3 starts. So I like Realmuto to go over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI here. And then Trey Turner to hit a home run. He has hit 1 home run in his last 2 games. And he has 14 this year. Against Max Fried, he has 3. Home runs and 17 total hits. So he's been pretty good against Max Fried. So I think he can hit one out tonight and continue that success against Max Fried and the Braves.
Love the Turner to hit a home run. That was something that I was eyeing earlier this morning as well. So on the same page there, Lucy, the Boston Red Sox, they got the win yesterday over the Astros. Can they win tonight to win the series 2-1?
Yes, I think they can. Kate, I have a lot of faith in them to do so. And I have 2 bets. My 2 other bets for today just happen to be in this game. And they are on 2 Red Sox players. And they are Tristan Casas to get a hit and Rafael Devers over 1.5 total bases. And I think they will contribute very nicely to a Red Sox win here over the Astros to get a win. Because they really just need to keep winning is really all they need to do. And with Tristan Casas back there, I think they're in a good spot. And very sad still to see Dom Smith go. They did release him, so that was very sad, and people are very sad about it. But I think they can win it, win, you know, the World Series, of course, but keep winning these games for Dom Smith and his memory.
Love it, Lucy. Boston, 3.5 games outside the AL wildcard spot. Would you take them to make the playoffs at +175 right now?
Right now, Kate, I would. And today and every day, I would. Right now and every right now, I would take them. +175, you get a little bit of value there as well. So you can't go wrong, except if they don't make the playoffs. But I think that they will, and I think they can, and that they will keep winning, and they're in a good spot. So I think +175, you still have a little bit of value, so I would take that, yes.
I think that is some good value there. 3.5 games, they're playing well, as a little bit as of the last couple of games. Never know with the Red Sox, really, right? Losing Patriots.
They probably will.
Final preseason game. 5.5-point favorites over the Commanders. Are you betting them in that game, or is that something you're just staying off of?
I kind of want to bet them to cover here at -5.5. Gerard Mayo just spoke to the media, and he had a lot of positive things to say. He said he has full confidence in Drake May in the huddle. And I think, okay, then why not start him week 1? But I think in this game, if they play Drake May, and they should and they will, I would assume, I would take them to cover because I think this is his time to show everybody he can be or should be, even if he maybe won't be, the week 1 starter. So I would take the Patriots to cover here.
I mean, he looked good in his limited amount of time last preseason game. He's only starting to get better and get more comfortable. So yeah, 5.5 against a Commanders team that likely won't have their starters in all that much. I think that is probably a fairly good bet. She is Lucy Burge. Lucy, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
Thank you, Kate. I will talk to you later.
For those of you who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads to totals, the over, the under, player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, it is time for Kate's Prop Potluck. Bringing in producer Sean for this.
Yeah, Kate. All right. So the first one we got here for you is going to be in the WNBA. We have Kalia Copper. Her point prop right now against the Atlanta Dream is 22.5. The over is minus 120. The under is minus 110.
Sean, I think I got to go over in this one. I know it's a little juice minus 120, but over her last three games since returning from the Olympic break, she's had 29, 32, and 7. The 7 came in the most recent game against the Sky. That was kind of a blowout, so she didn't necessarily need to have a huge performance, but I think that makes her a little bit more motivated tonight. Against Atlanta earlier this year, Copper had 38 points. She shot 55 from the field, 60% from deep. And the Dream on defense, they're giving up the 8th most points to opposing guards. So I'm taking Kalia Copper over her points prop, 22.5 tonight.
All right, let's stay in the WNBA here. Got a really good matchup tonight with between the Lynx and the Aces. The total is 166.5. The over and under are both minus 110.
I lean towards the under here. I think that's the way to go, under 166.5. Both defenses are top 5 in opponent field goal percentage allowed and defensive rating. The Aces offense also, I mean, after the All-Star break, and I know that's a small sample size, but they're 9th. In offensive rating. So they have not looked as good. A lot of that probably has to do with 6 players on Las Vegas's team playing in the Olympics for various teams. So maybe some fatigue there. These two teams have met twice this season. They've only gone over this number in one of those games, and that's because the Lynx shot 50% from both the field and deep. So I say we go under 166.5 tonight.
All right, so a player, 2 player props in that Lynx and Aces game. Nafisa Collier over 9.5 rebounds at minus 130, or Asia Wilson over 11.5 rebounds at minus 135.
Got to go with Asia Wilson tonight over the 11.5. She's gone over this mark in 5 of her last 6 games. And in those games, I mean, she's not just going over this mark. She is flying over it. 20, 18, 17, 14, 11, and 13. So she's getting well over this mark. Again, the 11 rebounds, that's the only one she missed, and that was just by the hook. Against the Lynx this year, recorded 15 and 8 in those two games, and the Lynx ranked 10th in offensive rebounding percentage, 10th in defensive rebounding percentage, and dead last in points in the paint. And remember, there's only 12 teams in the WNBA, so ranking 10th, not that great. So I think Asia Wilson's due for a big night tonight. I'm going to go over 11.5 boards for her.
All right, let's head over to the MLB. Got a big series going on right now. Game 2 between the Phillies and the Braves. It's basically a pick'em. It was a pick'em earlier this morning. The line had just moved pre-show. So the Phillies are minus 115. The Braves are minus 105.
I'm going to go Phillies. I know the Braves have won the last 2. I just think the Phillies, even though they've been struggling a little bit lately, are too good of a team to get swept. So I'm going to take the Phillies on the money line. Their lineup has been really good against Max Fried throughout their careers, a career batting average of .319 against him. And they are the best team in Major League Baseball against left-handed pitchers. They have a 122 WRC plus as an offense. So even though they've struggled their last 2 games against Atlanta, I think they can put up plenty of runs tonight, and that gives them the win. So I'll take Phillies money line.
All right, let's stay in that game here. A couple home run props between for a Philly or a Brave here. How about JT Realmuto? He's at +725, or Marcell Ozuna +350.
Yeah, Lucy likes Marcell Ozuna to have over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. I know he has done well against the Phillies, but I'm going to take JT Realmuto. I mean, he's hitting .318 and he's slugging .762 against Max Fried. So he's just had a ton of success against Fried throughout his career. I think he can get a homer tonight. 4 homers against Fried as well. 2 doubles, a triple. He hasn't homered much lately. I believe he only has 1 home run in the month of August. So, I mean, saying a player is due for a home run, not a great way to handicap thing, kind of a lazy approach, but I think he's due tonight. I'm going to be lazy. I think he's due for a home run tonight. Ozuna only has 4 homers in 60 at-bats against Aaron Nola, who is on the bump for the Phillies tonight. So JT Realmuto, plus you're getting way better value, +725 for him to hit a home run. So love that part of it.
All right, let's head over to week zero. Football is finally back here. Okay, I know everyone is very excited about that. This game is out in Dublin, Ireland on Saturday. Florida State versus Georgia Tech. The total is 55.5. The over is minus 105. The under is minus 115.
I think you take the under in this one. Two ways to play this. Either you take the full game under or you take Florida State's team total over. But for the sake of this question, we'll just take the full game under 55.5. I think Florida State's going to be able to score at will against a very poor Georgia Tech defense. DJU is the Florida State quarterback after going from Clemson to Oregon State. He's now back at another state school. He's an experienced quarterback. Clearly has been at a lot of different stops, but Georgia Tech's defense, I don't think is going to be able to stop Florida State whatsoever. Their defense is really poor. And I don't think Georgia Tech is going to find much success on offense. So even though I think Florida State can move the ball downfield very easily, I don't think Georgia Tech is going to be contributing a whole lot to this total, which is why I still think you could go under. Plus, Florida State's defense is really good. Once again, I know they lost Jared Verse, but they should be very tough on defense. Plus, after how the season ended for them last year, getting snubbed from the college football playoff, they're going to be ready to play. They're going to come in with a chip on their shoulder. Mike Norvell is going to have his guys ready to go. So I think Florida State scores quite a bit, but I still think this game stays under the 55.5. Because I'm not buying Georgia Tech whatsoever this season.
All right, last one here for you. We're going to stay in week zero. We got two really big spreads for this. SMU is a 24.5 point favorite at minus 115 again at Nevada, or Hawaii is hosting Delaware State as 39.5 point favorites at minus 115.
All right, Sean, I'm going to give you two bets in this one. I'm going to take SMU's team total over. I think that's 41.5. Nevada is absolute trash. They were, what, 1-10, 2-10 last season? The past two seasons, they've been 2-10. I don't think highly of Nevada whatsoever. So do I think SMU can cover this? Yes, I do. But I worry a little bit about a backdoor cover there. So SMU's team total over. But Hawaii, -39.5. Ask me why I'm not concerned about a backdoor cover for Delaware State. Well, if Nevada's trash, Delaware State's double trash. Whatever is worse than trash. Delaware State was 1-10 last season. They were one of the worst teams in the FCS. They didn't get a whole lot better this year. Really didn't do much to get any better personnel-wise. Also, they're traveling to Hawaii. That's a 10-hour flight. You're crossing the Pacific Ocean, Sean. And not only that, they missed their flight. They missed their scheduled flight yesterday. So they are flying a day late, going to have to adjust to that time zone. I don't even know how many time zones they're going to be crossing. They're going to be jet lagged. If this game gets out of hand early, I could see those players just kind of mailing it in the second half. And Hawaii winning this one with ease. So I will lay 39.5 because college football is back, baby. It is back. All right, Sean, thank you for those. That's going to do it for Kate's prop hot luck. We're going to go on to Kate's top plays for today. Going streaking. Once again, we hit that. Our streak is up to two. We hit Bobby Witt Jr. yesterday, Vlad Guerrero on Monday. So we are going to go back to that Phillies game. And we're going to go Nick Castellanos to get a hit, really. 8-game hit streak against Freed. He's 11 for 18. Hitting .611 with a double and a homer, slugging .833. He's going to get a hit tonight against Freed. So I like him to continue our streak and get our third streak in a row, third hit streak going. PJ's going to have a lot to live up to when he gets back next week. That's for sure. Kalia Copper for my prop. I'm going to go over her 22.5 points against the Dream. I mentioned this one earlier in her three games back from the Olympic break, 29-32-7. Against Atlanta earlier this season, she had 38 points. She shot 55% from the field, 60% from three. The Dream have been playing well right now, and they've been playing very motivated, which is kind of a scary thing when you're asking a player to go over their points prop. But the Dream are also giving up the eighth most points to opposing guards. So Copper is someone who plays with a lot of energy, especially coming off just a 7-point performance in her last game against Chicago. I think we get a big explosive night from Copper tonight. So I will take her over 22.5 points. But that said, for my dog of the day, I'm going to take the Atlanta Dream against the Mercury. So Kalia Copper can have a great game, but I still don't think the Mercury are going to win this one. I'm going to take the Dream on the money line. They've been rolling since the All-Star break. They beat the Sun and the Storm. They're riding a ton of momentum. Getting Ryan Howard back has been huge for them. And this Mercury team, they've had three games since the break. I worry a little bit that maybe Copper, that maybe Brittany Griner and Diana Taurasi, like, is the fatigue going to catch up with them at some point? I'm not sure they're going to be taking this game quite as seriously as the Dream, because the Dream are one spot outside of the playoffs. So they're going to want to continue to win games, stack wins, and see if they can sneak into the postseason. All right, Sean, your best bet for today, what is it?
Yeah, Kate, I'm going to that Phillies-Braves game. I'm going to take Trey Turner over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. Basically, whatever Lucy said, I agree with. Everything she said, I agree with. Turner's gone over this in 4 of his last 5 games. He didn't get it last night, so I think he's going to bounce back performance today. And also, I mean, if he can start to heat up for the Phillies, they're going to get out of this little bit of slump that they were in for a while there. And if he starts heating up, it's going to be bad for the rest of the MLB, because he is amazing. So I think you have to lay a little bit of juice, but I think it's worth it, because I think the number's way too low.
Yeah, again, I love Trey Turner today as well. And Lucy's been hot lately, so tailing Lucy isn't a bad thing. All right, wrapping things up with my best bet, I'm going to go back to the W. I like these W games tonight. I'm going to take the Lynx +7 against the Aces. Lynx are second in net rating since the All-Star break and for the full season, while the Aces are just fifth in that category. And Minnesota, they play at the 11th slowest pace. So if they can dictate the pace in this one, so the Aces love to play fast, I think that they are going to be able to keep this one close, at least close enough to hang with the Aces. So I will take the Lynx +7. That's going to do it for us here on Send It In. Again, I will be back tomorrow and the rest of the week filling in for PJ as he is out. Join us tomorrow. Send us your questions. Send us your bets. We'll talk about them. We will see you all then. Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.